USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Florida officials are warning residents to prepare for Tropical Storm Elsa's impact on the state. The state's lieutenant governor urging Floridians to begin preparations now because Elsa is expected to near hurricane strength. Meantime, search and rescue crews have recovered four more victims at the site of Surfside's deadly condo collapse. Miami-Dade County Mayor saying crews continue to work through extremely challenging storm conditions, pausing only for lightning strikes. 32 people are confirmed dead and 113 people are unaccounted for. President Biden plans to push for more Americans to get vaccinated today as the Delta variant spreads across the United States. Biden outlining five areas his team is focusing on to get more Americans vaccinated in a speech later on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Donald Trump is back with his Save America rallies, and Newsmax TV is covering them live. All other major cable networks won't carry them, but Newsmax will. Newsmax is fast becoming the number one choice for Americans who want to hear from President Trump. Newsmax is real news you can trust. You can get it on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. Newsmax even has a free app for your smartphone. So stay informed about Trump's rallies and big announcements by going to Newsmax.com and watching Newsmax TV. And make sure you sign up for Newsmax's Trump List. Get the latest on President Trump and his 2024 plans directly on your cell phone. Just text the word REMIND to 39747. That's REMIND to 39747. Help us take back America. Join the Trump List on Newsmax by texting REMIND to 39747. Big news is about to happen. Be the first to know with Newsmax. Send REMIND to 39747 now.
Another ransomware attack leaves a company scrambling.
A criminal group has demanded $70 million in a ransomware attack that may have compromised up to 1 million computers, the biggest ransomware attack recorded. The attack against Kaseya VSA occurred over the holiday weekend, exposing clients who use the firm's software to remotely perform IT services. Investigators into the attack say more than 1,500 businesses could be affected. The group R-Evil has claimed responsibility for the attack, offering a universal decryption tool for the ransom. That's the same group with ties to Russia that executed an attack on meat processor JBS on Memorial Day, where they extorted $11 million from the company. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More than 100 people in Oregon died during the heat wave. The Oregon State Medical Examiner has increased the total number of deaths related to heat to 107. The heat wave brought the hottest temperatures ever recorded to many parts of Oregon. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Americans consistently call the cost of health care their number one financial concern. That's especially true for the 155 million working Americans and their employers who are paying the highest costs of all. Americans pay about twice as much per person than citizens in other developed nations, and yet tens of millions of people are still uninsured or underinsured. USA Radio News had a chance to catch up with Marshall Allen. He's a reporter with ProPublica. He's also the author of a new book titled Never Pay the First Bill, How to Fight the Healthcare System and Win. And one of the things we discuss is how doctors are left out of the loop when it comes to the cost of procedures.
When it comes to the bills, the doctors really don't know what's going on. I think they should get more engaged. But really what's happening is the business side of American healthcare is piggybacking on the trust that we put in our doctors and nurses and other clinicians.
Members of the U.S. women's soccer team are going viral for what some people believe is a wrong reason.
A rendition of the national anthem by 98-year-old World War II veteran Pete Dupre on a harmonica was played for the U.S. women's national soccer team on the Olympic send-off match. Two of the U.S. players turned their back on Old Glory. The Mexican team, on the other hand, stood in attention. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.